So we're reading from the writings of Rabash. This is an untranslated text. It's called The Time of Redemption. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Well, you can say that we are in the time of redemption. Because all in all, after the shattering of the vessels, after the sin of the tree of knowledge, starts being the time of redemption on the one hand. On the other hand, there is still a lot of such discernments that you can't call them redemption yet. Redemption is a state that needs to be revealed according to the need of it. Right? The need of it, the lack of it within the kli, that I'll have redemption. And what is redemption? Redemption of Israel are those who yearn to be Yashar Kil, straight to the Creator. And Geula is that they feel exile. Exile in what? In will to bestow, in the quality of the Creator. That Geula is called revelation of the Creator in the created being. The Creator is the quality of love and bestowal that can be revealed in us, right? This quality revealed in us is called Geula, redemption. And it's on the condition that we have a deficiency for it, a lack. So I first need to be equipped with a lack for bestowal, for love, which is actually the quality of the Creator, and according to this chisaron, it will be revealed. Meaning, preparation for redemption is the lack for it. Do we have a lack for it? Are we ready for it? Are we asking, or are we the opposite? Are we escaping with every chance, every opportunity we have? And those who talk about it, Geula is called desire to bestow, love thy friend as thyself, and so on. So maybe we're the opposite. We don't want to hear, we curse him, we want to erase him, so he will not exist. To what extent do we want the redemption? That's the question. Let's see.
The time of redemption is arriving, and we have to prepare ourselves for the light of redemption, which is the exodus from slavery to freedom. And it is known that it is impossible to come out of the exile before you're in the exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal and works in each and every generation. And also in the Haggadah we say that a person has to see himself as if he came out of Egypt in each and every generation.
Meaning there has to be a deficiency within us. What does he say? That you can't come out of the exile before first being in exile, meaning feeling that one's in exile. What's the difference between exile and redemption? Baal Shem says in another place that it's the letter Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam, the champion of the world, which means the quality of bestowal, it fulfills us. That is called redemption, that I feel that all my desire, all my thought, everything is filled with a will to bestow. And I want to do just that. That's called Geula. Is that what we expect? Therefore he says that you can't come out of exile before being in exile. That we feel that we're in order to receive, we feel that as exile. Yes.
Therefore, you have to know what is the exile that we're in. And each and every generation has to come out of this bitter exile. The Holy Ari says that the Egyptian exile was that there was reason. An exile, meaning the reason of holiness, and also the matter of the reason of holiness in exile needs clarification. As the Holy Zohar says, that leaven and sourdough are on the same degree, and we call it the evil inclination, a different God. And Baal HaSulam explains that the Sitra Achra and the shell and the evil inclination are but the will to receive, whether it's in mind or in heart, meaning that the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants are the control of the will to receive over the organs, meaning that all the 248 organs, while they serve the will to receive, they're called Pharaoh's servants. It is known that the first cause for the work is the lo lishma, meaning that it comes from education, that this is how a person was brought up, this is what he was brought up to do, meaning that it is based on the will to receive, that a person is led to understand that the corporeal pleasures aren't that valuable, because all in all, eventually, we'll die. And by the Torah and mitzvot, one will merit spiritual pleasure in the next world, which is the eternal world. And also in this world, a person can succeed and be prosperous by keeping the Torah and mitzvot, thanks to which we'll be healthy and prosperous, etc., etc. And a person, from the will to receive, or a person's will, the nature of the will to receive is lazy. There are those people that are content with bread and water. There are people that need fish and meat. And there are people that need beautiful possessions and clothes and so on and honor. And it's all according to the energy that one has, that they don't want to work more than what they need. And everyone has the extent of what they need. What do they consider to be necessities? But to work in order to bestow, that's not something natural. And every person was created in the will to receive, and in order to achieve great pleasure, or the true pleasure, first of all, a person has to achieve adhesion, which is called equivalence of form, meaning that he should have the same intention, which is called to bestow. And this is against our nature, meaning that one is under, meaning that one is in exile, meaning under the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And since the body is called the will to receive, then a person can't serve the word of the Creator against his will. Because in something that you have to do forcefully, you don't get derive pleasure from it. Then only when you achieve Torah Lishma, then you can achieve everything.
We'll start reading slowly, slowly, and scrutinizing it. Ask, read excerpt by excerpt, and you'll ask about it.
The time of exile is coming, and we have to prepare ourselves for the light of redemption, which is coming out from slavery to freedom.
In other words, the light comes, it influences the general will to receive, which is us, and that shakes us and prepares us for the new state, which is called Geula, in comparison to the state of Galut. exile. So it first of all gives us the feeling that we're in galut, in exile, that I didn't even know this is called exile. Exile from what? And that we have this state called geula, redemption. That the redemption comes specifically from the state of exile. That I need to be equipped with a deficiency, with a lack for the redemption. So the preparation for redemption is called exile. If I have no need for the quality of bestowal, for being in love of others, love thy friend as thyself, like the Torah says, that this is the purpose of man's development. If I don't have that, then I don't feel that I'm in exile. I'm in exile, maybe from having lacks of corporeal fulfillments, maybe corporeal success. But what the Torah talks to us about the purpose of man's development, which is love of others, love of thy friend as thyself, is the great law in the Torah, that I don't lack, meaning I'm still not in exile. Is that clear? What?
What I don't understand is what brought Jacob to go down to Egypt?
I don't know all these stories, I don't know about it.
No, they weren't connection.
I don't want to talk about stories that you give me examples about. We're talking as based on what he writes, don't bring me the Torah, I don't know the Torah. I know what says here. Yes.
Exile, what kind of exile?
I said exile is with respect to the redemption that is needed. Let's say I want to be a doctor. So I'm now in a state that I need to go and study. So, my desire to be a doctor, it forces me to study to get accredited. So until I don't get that credit, then I'm in exile of what I want to achieve. I want to make $100,000 profit, let's say. So until I don't make this profit, I'm in exile. Yes?
So this is exactly what I'm asking. If we're already in exile, it means that there is a desire for love of others.
Right. That's why we said we are still not in exile. Do you have any lack of loving the others?
A bit.
A little bit? Check yourself. You know what? Let's say you do. Why do you lack this? Maybe you'll make some profit from it. So you need to check. Do you want love of others? Or do you want what lies behind that love of others? That you imagine some kind of great profit? I can attain the spiritual world, eternality, perfection, heaven. I get to know the Creator. I can travel in all the upper worlds. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's acceptable. If through love of others I can attain all these things, then I'm even willing to love the others. So check yourself. And then accordingly you'll feel, are you in exile exactly towards that or not? The exile you feel is a lack in the vessels of reception, that you don't feel enough fulfillment in them, and not with a lack of the vessels of bestowal, that you don't have the ability to bestow. You don't have these tendencies, these lacks towards bestowal. It's a very special sensation, exile from spirituality. I would like to bestow upon the entire world, to love everyone, to hug everyone, to connect everyone, right? And I would want to do this, but I don't feel that I have the abilities, the urge from within. And on the one hand, I want to, but I'm not able to. That's it. So that's the feeling of exile. Meaning, in the feeling of exile, you already have the description of redemption, but only you're lacking its realization. You understand? It's like this lack of ability to execute. But this depiction of redemption, how it will be, what it will be, you do have that in mind. It's like you have this vak of the tmuna, but not the gar of it, not the realization of it. You feel it, you smell it, you can touch it. Wow, how beautiful it is to be in bestowal, but I'm not able to do it. But I want to do that. I'm just lacking the force, the strength to realize it. Like an elderly person or a child that wants to do it but doesn't have the strength. That is called galut, exile. Meaning the lack from exile to redemption is the lack of ability to execute.
And then what do you have to do then?
That's where Israel will sigh. Will reach this sigh and get strength from above. But let's wish first to reach exile. Yes.
How to awaken the exile in the modern world, where the entire evolution is in the direction of addiction for success, money. What can awaken this feeling of exile in this world?
According to the natural form, all the people of the world need to reach despair. They need to despair from this entire process, that they get nothing out of it.
But where will the despair come from?
It will come from investing a lot of strength in order to get food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, power, and from seeing that all of this does not give them any benefit, and then they reach despair. Today we see that many people reach despair. They commit suicide. They take antidepressants, and those who take marijuana or other more serious drugs. There's a lot of things like that. And this points towards lack of fulfillment.
But who can tell the people what the solution is?
It's not yet a solution. Despair isn't yet a solution. It's already a certain state that a person reaches despair of being able to reach something with the means that he has. So there are those that want to achieve something and they reach despair of their lack of ability to achieve it. And there are those who aren't even despaired from trying to achieve something, but they are despaired from having nothing to want to achieve. There's no fulfillment. There's nothing in this world. I don't want anything. But I feel pain. I feel emptiness, and I can't fulfill that. So instead I fill it with a drug.
So why not have it go on all the time, drugs, and that's it?
Theoretically, all right, it could be that way. But the purpose of creation is that this will to receive in each and every one of us will eventually, through this despair, will reach a state that it will need to cry out. To cry out from everything, from the lack of ability to achieve fulfillment, to the ability from lack of ability to attain anything, from a state that, in short, that he wants to die but he can't.
And how close are we to that?
How close? It's hard to say, but meanwhile, we see that humanity up until this point, for the last few decades, is trying to escape this state. But today we see that this trend is becoming general, global, general breakage, general confusion in America, in Europe, in all countries, in all nations. Lack of faith in the leadership, in the leaders of the world. There's lack of faith in them. There's a tendency towards Nazi regimes, to different extremist forms in human society, fundamentalists and so on. And all this points towards lack of calmness, helplessness.
Suppose that drugs are being legalized. Will this advance this?
No. Even drugs will soon. Drugs isn't something new. They've existed for.
The new thing about it that it's going to be free.
No, it was what, 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago? It wasn't free. It wasn't. Everyone knew these things. I was in a. I spent some time with the Indians in South America. They were chewing all these coca leaves and things like that. They just have it in their pocket. They just take it and they chew it. He also says to me, here, taste it, look how good it is.
Yeah, but can a person cry out from this state?
No, there is a limit. It all comes according to the development of the desire. We reach a state that I don't have a desire for drugs anymore. I don't have a desire for anything. I feel that it's false, and it's not what I want. It doesn't fulfill me anymore. You'll see that. That's how it will evolve. In short, humanity will remain empty without anything. I have everything, but I don't need any of it. But the will to receive develops. It evolves. This chisaron, this lack, it's this empty desire will remain, and even more, it will grow. And that will be this cry, very powerful cry. What can we do with life? I want to die, but I can't. There's nothing to fulfill myself with, to fulfill this deficiency. It's horrible. Especially if people will be unemployed. You'll get whatever you want. You won't have arts. Because work is also in the arts. Even an artist, he gets pleasure from his work. But there's no such thing. This won't exist anymore. All of the automation we're going towards, a person will end up in a world where he has everything, but he has nothing. That's the worst possible state. And that will be considered as the first stage of exile. Meaning, I don't even know what to want, but I feel the emptiness. And then from that we'll start searching, so what can be this fulfillment? If there isn't fulfillment in order to receive, there'll be fulfillment in order to bestow. It'll come. But hopefully we'll advance this. And even before we enter this despair, it can be through world wars, it can be through a lot of things. So humanity will understand that it's different. Also take into account how many problems this can bring to Israel. That the solution is within Israel. And the nations of the world instinctively feel the solution is in us. And accordingly they blame us for causing all the troubles of the world. So of course we should speed up and spread the method of correction and open this up for everyone. Okay?
No.
Zohar from Chicago. Zohar from Chicago is asking, how do we search for the exile without breaking the rule of that it's forbidden to look for the left or look for the bad?
It all depends on dissemination. It all depends on the explanation. Nothing you can do. Well, hopefully we'll find the right approach. Go ahead.
So, the time of exile is coming, and it is upon us to prepare ourselves for the light of redemption, which is the exodus from slavery to freedom. And it is known that you can't get out of the exile before you're in the exile. And it's known that the Holy Torah is eternal and applies in each and every generation. And also in the Haggadah we say that in each and every generation a person has to see himself as if he came out of Egypt. Therefore, we have to know what the exile that we're in is. And each and every generation has to come out of this bitter exile.
Meaning first to learn the exile, what it is. And then from that we can understand what redemption is.
The Holy Ari says that the Egyptian exile was that the reason was an exile, meaning the reason of holiness. And also the matter of the reason of holiness in exile needs clarification. The Holy Zohar says that Levin and sourdough are the evil inclination. We call it another authority, a different god.
Meaning the domination of the evil inclination of man is called exile. The evil inclination is the will to receive, it's the will to enjoy, it's the will to see our life as leading to a goal of corporeal achievements.
And Baal HaSulam explains that the klipa and the evil inclination and the sidrach, it's all the will to receive, whether it's in mind and in heart.
Both in mind and in desire, this will to enjoy everything we have in front of us is called evil inclination. And the fact that we're immersed in it, that is called exile.
Meaning that the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants is the rule of the will to receive over their organs.
All of our desires, if there's an intention to bestow for oneself in order to receive, that's called the dominance of Pharaoh. Meaning the will to receive itself, no problem there. The problem is with the intention in order to receive, to use the will to receive that way, that is the problem. That's called the dominance of Pharaoh. So the Pharaoh itself is the intention in order to receive.
Meaning that all the 248 organs, while they serve the will to receive, they're called Pharaoh's servants. And it is known that the first cause for the work is the lalishma, meaning that a person was brought up to believe that, meaning that a person is first taught to receive it in the will to receive, and that the corporeal pleasures aren't that great because eventually everyone dies.
When we start coming closer to our correction in order to bestow, then we go through a phase called lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake. That we do various actions to reach bestowal, to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, to reach, to coming closer, the group, the study, to draw the light that reforms, and all of this era, all this period of time before we get a will to bestow, that's considered that we enter redemption. All this period is called galut. It's called exile. When is the exile? From the moment I start working on my correction until I receive this correction, this period of time of lo lishma is called exile. Before that, it isn't. Before that, I had no idea where I am. After that, I already enter Geula. More and more and more, I reveal the force of bestowal in me called Creator. Is that clear?
No.
Go on.
So, turns out that the exile is when a person with a point in the heart comes to the group, and after years and years, he starts understanding that I want to receive bestowal and love of others in order to receive.
If we truly lack the force of bestowal, then he's in exile from bestowal. He's outside of the force of bestowal. Right, that's called exile. Yep.
Meaning that he understands that he wants.
Of course he understands and feels. If he doesn't understand and feel, he isn't even considered a nivra, created being.
So this is the recognition of evil?
The most important thing for us is to reach the exile. That's our goal, to reach the feeling of exile, that we are lacking love and bestowal, then at least we can be in exile, meaning exile of Egypt, that's what it's called, that we start to feel and understand what we are lacking, the force of love and bestowal. And then as a result of that, we can escape the will to receive. We don't want to use it to such an extent. We reach bestowal, we escape this will to bestow, meaning we escape Egypt, and we reach what? We reach a means that you can correct ourselves. That's called a light that reforms. That's called receiving the Torah.
So how do you reach this feeling that we're lacking love and bestowal?
To reach this feeling that we're lacking love and bestowal, that is done through working in Egypt, that to an extent we want to reach love and bestowal, but we're incapable of doing it. And again we want, and again we can't, and we kind of come closer to the Creator, and the Pharaoh throws us out. Our intention in order to receive, and again we want it, and again, over and over again, until it's called 400 years.
Maybe the kli that we got now after the Congress, that was very deep and inner, as if this kli is now like a desert.
Why is it like desert? I don't know. I examine myself towards the spiritual birth, which is called receiving the force of bestowal, right? Rising above my will to receive, that I'll be entirely in bestowal, that my calculations will be outside of me, in the group. And now, when I try and belong to the group, and I want to give everything to it, but I'm incapable, then is that for me considered as exile? Do I feel great sorrow of that? And to the extent that I try, it doesn't work out, and I try again, it doesn't work out, and I try again and again, and I have sorrow, I have bitterness from this work, and then I call these efforts exile. And I feel myself as the slave in my will to receive, in order to receive, and I feel that this is a burden on me, that it's making me heavy, that I'm I'm cuffed, and I can't do a thing. And that state is called exile. That I can't do a thing, I'm helpless. And to the extent I try and do an action of love and bestowal, which that is called redemption. Redemption means that I have the ability to connect and to fulfill the others, similar to the Creator. And to that extent, I'll feel that it clothes in me. What does it mean, him? The quality of love and bestowal. If I do it, then it clothes in me.
How can we help each other, all the friends from all over the world, to reach this feeling that we're in exile and that this is what we're lacking before Pesach?
We need to reach that before Passover, before Pesach. Pesach is already Pesach, it's already the exit of exile. Exile is measured according to the sufferings of the exile, to the extent that I'm missing the state of love of friends, connection with them, that I fulfill them with my love, with my covenant, with my arvut, and everything they need, I'm willing to supply to them. I pray only for them. That's what the Torah demands. That's the true correction of the soul.
Numa. Mahora.
I want
to understand, what's the right attitude towards the exile? Because on the one hand, I heard that you have to reach the recognition of evil and understand what the exile is. On the other hand, I always thought that we're not focusing on the negative on our path.
Why does this have to be negative? The fact that I yearn to reach bestowal and love of others, and I discover that I'm incapable of doing that, that's a feeling of exile. Exile from the lack of ability to realize bestowal. But I don't yearn to reach the negative. I yearn to reach bestowal. I don't yearn to work Pharaoh, I yearn to work the Creator. But the fact that I work the Creator, and as a result, I find that I work Pharaoh always, that is exile.
And so the exile is something positive then?
It's positive in order to have a true desire to exit it. But not that it's in itself, it's positive. Go on.
It is known that the primary factor for the work is lo lishma, meaning that a person was brought up this way, that everything's based on the will to receive, that a person's led to understand that the corporeal pleasures aren't that beneficial because eventually a person dies, and with the help of Torah and Mitzvot, he will achieve spiritual pleasure in the next world, which is an eternal world, and also in this world, to merit success and the corporeal pleasures, by keeping the Torah and Mitzvot, by which we will succeed and be prosperous and live long and so on.
That is that a person uses the Torah in order to succeed and profit what we have here in this world in all of the corporeality that he has. Okay, we'll talk about this already next time, because we won't be able to interpret the rest of the article, but I recommend the following. Read it. It's a short article. You can send it on your mobile, and you can read it a few times, and then tomorrow, in 5 minutes, we'll understand it. But you should, because there are a lot of discernments here, that he wrote in such a way, he wanted maybe to make an article out of it. It was for him, he kind of wrote it in between the pages. So hopefully we'll understand this. There are things I don't want to interpret, because it speaks about different discernments between religious and non-secular, and religious and religious relationships, and so on. So each one can understand it according to the level of their development. That's how it is. Why? Because these things are still unripe, meaning a person is unable to receive them, and they can harm him. So there's no mitzvah to reveal everything, but each one, according to his degree, understands and advances. And this too is because we don't just want to do harm to a person, God forbid, or to give him some bad mood or something. Whoever wants to discover himself as an animal can, but not that I need to tell them that he's an animal, except for you. Yes?
Look, we learn that we have to disseminate the wisdom.
Disseminate doesn't mean to discover things that people aren't able to understand.
Not all people are beasts.
They're not able to comprehend this. That's why each one, in a way, in a manner that he develops, that's what he'll reveal. And we have Peter. Daily task.
We just like to remind everyone that on duty were Peter, Petah Tikva, Haifa, Austria, Estonia, and Kazan. We prepared this task together. Every 10 throughout the day should have a workshop on the topic of how can the 10 reach the feeling of exile and lack of love for others. Again, every 10 should have a workshop during the day on the topic of how can the 10 reach a feeling of exile and lack of love for others. Thank you very much. Important update for our friends from the groups, especially here in Israel. Well, here in Israel. We're happy to invite all the groups to join us on Passover and on the preparations for Passover. You got a link by mail, so we want to invite everyone to register. And we have a question about the Passover and about the participation of the groups. Rav, we assume that many friends will come to celebrate the Passover with us, and the question is, what intention should they come with?
We have a lot of preparations for Pesach. We're going to have a lot of meals, we're going to have a lot of lessons, and we invite all of the groups as much as they can. And according to what you guys have planned, we invite them to come here to all the preparations. And of course, this isn't to neglect each one's house. Of course not. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about rational participation. Whoever can and wants to participate will do this in connection between us, in the correct preparations, in the mutual work, in the mutual study. Alongside with that, with the songs, with the study, with working in the kitchen and so on, I recommend that Rabash, he put great importance in that, and he used to send me to peel, I don't know, apples or potatoes, and of course, sorting the coffee grains, 12 kilograms of coffee, and that's what each one should taste, how it's beneficial for a spiritual advancement. So we invite everyone, and we'll do this nicely. It'll be like a congress. It'll be like a congress. That's what it'll feel like. That sensation and the correction, even more. And anything else? That's it. When is it from? Who to turn to?
A link was sent to all the groups. Simply register. And so you can come whenever it's convenient.
Okay, great. So, by that we'll conclude. I just want to say that just as we study more and more, we need to get into this state of in life that the force of bestowal and connection takes part, blends in our relationships, and this is how we need to behave, and this is how we need to live. So let's promote that in our actions, in practice. Go ahead.
Song.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות, בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו, בואו את עומקי לבך, בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך. Ah.